Good evening. Good to see all of you here this evening. Trust you've had a good week in the Lord. Been blessed. You've been praying for those who are on our prayer list all week and keeping them lifted up. We're going to look at another topic. Maybe get done tonight. Hopefully, it's not a long one. Just justice. Justice. If you would go to Deuteronomy 16, we'll start there. Don't forget, if you're going to the Soldiers Across Youth Rally, please sign up over here so Brother Scott has a record of who all he needs to wait for. Deuteronomy 16. And verse number 20, Deuteronomy 16. Actually, back up to verse 19, we'll read on down. The Bible says in verse 19, Deuteronomy 16, 19, the Bible says, "Thou shalt wrest judgment. Thou shalt not wrest judgment, thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Look over in Isaiah 56 also. Isaiah 56. And verse number 1. Isaiah 56, verse number 1. The Bible says there in Isaiah 56, 1, "Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed." Okay. What is justice? So I went and found in the dictionary, I went and found and printed out this year. Justice is the virtue which consists in giving to everyone what is his due. Giving to everyone, not having respect of persons, that means not being impartial. Equally distribution of right of expression, opinions, fair representation of the situation, justice. When you're dealing with men to men, this is what we're talking about. God commands us in these two verses that we should live in a just manner. If you would, look over in Micah. It's required by God, Micah. Six, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. The Word of God says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." So virtue, which is consistent, it consists in giving to everyone that is due, practically conforming to the laws and principles and as dealing with men, with each other, in honesty, integrity, in mutual relationships, no impartiality, in equity, with a heart that is agreeableness to that which is right, to have the The application to do what is just would be to do what is right. So talking about justice, so God commanded it. He says here it's a required of God. It's also said in the New Testament, it's required in stores that a man be found faithful in so doing. So look over in Jeremiah chapter 21. Jeremiah 21 verse number 12. The Bible says, O house of David, thus saith the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor. Lest my fury go out like fire, and the burn that one can quench it because of the evil of the doings. Now, Mr. Webster said this also, that as it is our duty to do justice to every man, whether friend or foe. That is our duty, to do justice to every man. To not be impartial, to give every person that which is due to them. If you would, look over in Leviticus 19. In your daily business. Leviticus 19. This may be a little hard to understand here, what I'm fixing to show you here, because we don't live in this fashion anymore, but you should be able to get the understanding of what the Bible is saying in these two verses we're going to look at. Leviticus 19 and verse 36. The Bible says, just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall you have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. All right, let's look at one more verse, and I'll try to explain this. Deuteronomy 25. Look at Deuteronomy 25. Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 15. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be length in the land of which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, some of you probably remember years ago going into the grocery store, and they'd have scales hanging here and there, and you buy the vegetables by weight. When we were in Greece, and many third world countries still do it even today, they had a weekly market in each neighborhood. The market farmers would travel around, and as they come, and you know, you'd get to know the guy or lady you was dealing with every week. It would be just, you know, you found them likable, you found them trustworthy. But I remember when we first went over there, before we ever learned the language and was just trying to get started, you could see as they were as they saw you coming, that the price was not going to be the same. It just was not. Whenever you was trying to ask, what is this and what is that, you know, might be. So I guess in our day and age, what I'm saying is that would kind of fit in that. So I go and buy a watermelon. And the watermelon may be, say, $3, our money, for a Greek man. But when they'd see the American coming and we'd get up there, all of a sudden that same watermelon would go up to like $5. It would go up. And this is what's happening here. This is business. God's talking about in a business. You have the same weight for everybody, just weight, and it would be the same for everybody. So I guess for our day and age, so think about it like this. If you had a loan business, you did loans, and you know, and you we're in a kind of an international type community anymore. It's changed quite a bit, many languages. I imagine if you ever go over to Bass Road to that Walmart over there, Bass Road over there on 192, you go inside there, and I'm telling you, it is all kind of languages. You hear people walking back and forth. I don't know how the cashiers is working out. Matter of fact, there's a guy down here in Kissimmee. He owns a junk scrap yard. He sells parts. You pay. He's Iranian. All of his workers are Spanish. And Brother Chase and I went down there, and we was trying to figure out how to get a part for a car down there. This was a couple years ago. Down in Honduras, they want to take the part down there. And I tell you, I don't know how they even work for the guy. He cannot speak any Spanish, but they can't speak Iranian. And we're trying to speak English to the guy. Thank the Lord, Brother Chase was there to speak a little Spanish to the guy. But it was like back and forth. And that's a scary situation. But say you go as a child of God. We're God's people. God says, I require you to be just. Give everybody their just, what is their rightly due. And so you got a lawn mowing business or such as that, and you drive up down the road, you put some cards out, and then you get a call, and somebody calls you, and it's obvious they know how much it generally costs. You can just ask a few questions, and they tell you, okay, it's going to be $52 a week, you tell them. You go next door, or two doors, three doors down, and then you get there, and there's somebody there that's speaking, broken English, and you figure out they're from Georgia, a far, old Soviet country, and you say, oh, well, you know, I think this one here, we got this one, we're going to make this one. This is going to be about $78 a week. Same size yard, right down the road. That is not just. That is wrong. God says here, that is what this is doing. In Deuteronomy and Leviticus, God say, let your weight be the same as everybody comes. It'd be like Brother Jim down in his store. He's selling nuts and bolts by the pound, and he's got a lead bowl and he's got a plastic bowl. Here comes Brother Bernie, and he gives Brother Bernie 2 pounds of nuts and bolts in a plastic bowl. And then here I come in, and Brother Jim says, I got him. And he puts all my stuff in a lead bowl. That's not right by God. No way, shape, form, or fashion. We're to do just. We're to live in a just way, in a just manner. And we're to give everybody. And that, it covers it in the New Testament in a different way. God says we're not to be respecters of persons. And we're to do that and live in a way. Look over in Proverbs 29. In a way that everybody that we deal with is the same in our business interactions. Proverbs 29. And let's go a different route. Say you work for two different bosses. You know, you got two different. You got a morning boss that comes in at 4 and he gets off at 1, and another one comes in at 1 and gets off at 5, and you come in at 8, so you got to interact with both of them. You say, well, I'm going to work harder for this one than that one. That's not right. Everything you do should be heartily as unto the Lord. Just do right and justly by everybody, and everything's going to be all right. Proverbs 29, verse 14, the Bible says, the king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established forever. I mean, God's even saying that the king, as he rules and works over the poor, that he is supposed to do just judgment over them in a proper manner. Look at Proverbs 31, 9. Proverbs 31:9. The Bible says, open thy mouth, judge righteously. Same thought, justice. Judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Even our own country bought into this and found this very helpful in years gone past whenever they would give a public defender for those that could not afford a lawyer in the courthouse. Now, I'll be honest with you, the public defender probably is not going to give you, $300 an hour's worth of work. But they're trying to take biblical principles and interlace those into our judgment system, in our justice system, even here in America. A lot of the laws that we get go back to biblical principles. And things worked out a lot better when it was biblical principles that led our nation and our people live by biblical principles than it has been with these judges who just make up laws because their opinions are hindered by a lot of times what it said in Deuteronomy, the gift blinds. The gift blinds. Okay, so look over in Isaiah. Look in Isaiah chapter number 1. Isaiah chapter number 1, verse 17. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 1, verse 17, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. I mean, God is saying, you've got to be just with everybody. Judgment and justice, as it goes, we should have the same way we interact with everybody. There can't be, especially in God's house, especially when people come here to the house of God and we begin to deal with God's family and visitors that come our way, we need to be very careful that we learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows. Look in Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Verse number 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. So justice is to be done in our business interactions, if we are selling things or giving our time, our effort should be equal. Not saying you should be taken advantage of, by no means, And let's preface this a minute, because I'm going to tell you, there's things that I've done in the past for friends that I didn't charge them nothing. I'm not saying that. I mean, this is, don't admit it. Don't say, I got to start, my friend wants me to borrow my tools, so I got to rent it out. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you got to deal the same with everybody. 2 days ago, I was down at a car dealer down in Orlando in the service department. And when you go in, you know, they line you up and send somebody else, tell you what's the basic problem, you tell them. Then they send you in, you stand in line, and you get a service helper guy, and there's probably about 12 of them there. It looked like the Lord's disciples. I mean, they had more there than they do have cash register workers at Walmart. Every desk was full. Anyways, I'm standing there, and I notice in the service department, just simple fact, and it shouldn't be, and since we're covering it, we'll just hit it while we're here. 8 out of the 12 were Spanish workers, and one was a black man, one was a white man. Okay? There's about 12 of us waiting in line, maybe 15. There was about six that were Spanish, there was about four that was white, and there was two that was black, and one, two or Asians were there waiting, turning our car. And I noticed that some of them, so I'm waiting for this one. I'm waiting for this one. I just wanted the first one to call my name. Next one, please. When they said, I'm waiting for this one, I said, I'm coming. And I noticed that I got through and got out and had a pleasant exchange with the young man that worked with me. He's been very kind, very, very helpful in his manner. But I'll wait for this one. I was done and in and out, and they were still waiting for this one. And Vicky, listen, we're all God's children. Red, white, black, yellow. We're all God's children. Don't be a knucklehead and not get help from somebody, and you'd rather stand in line because they're of a different race. Be right. Aren't you thankful that Jesus, born of a Jewish woman who was Jewish, didn't say, you Aryan races, y'all can just work yourself to wherever you're going. Praise God. I know that there's a good one there, huh? Justice. Justice. There's bad apples in every box. Bad ones in every box. Bad people in every race. Let everybody stand on their own two legs and treat them justly. Treat them justly. Another thing, we need to ask wisdom while we're dealing with this here in a just way. Ask God's wisdom as we execute judgment. Look over in Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2. Look at verse 6, Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2, verse 6, the Bible says, For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Verse 9. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Justice. Justice. And look at that definition again. The virtue which consists in giving to everyone what is his due. Not being impartial. Agreeableness to what is right. Prove what that is good, because it is required of God that we live justly. Look in Jeremiah 22. Here's a good verse. Jeremiah 22. In verse 15. Jeremiah 22:15. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice? And then it was what? Well with him. I'm telling you something, dear friend. You just do right by God and God's principles and live the way God. The greatest example we have is God in this matter of justice. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And I'm telling you, the greatest thing that can happen is that you'd live in a just manner all day long with everybody. All day long. And boy, when you lay your head down at night, you have nothing to worry about. You rest well, knowing that you have followed God's principles in doing right. And he says, and it was well with him. I'm going to tell you, it brings reward to do God's way, to live in God's, in the way God would have you to live. there. So look in Proverbs 11. Proverbs chapter 11. And verse number 1. Proverbs 11. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. It is His delight. Isn't that, that is amazing there. Look in Proverbs 21:3. Proverbs 21:3. Proverbs 21:3 says, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Wow. That is amazing. To do like you would do with every person that comes your way, God says it's more acceptable to me if you live in this way than if you just sacrifice. And I tell you, He put a great weight upon sacrifices. He went in great detail throughout the Scripture to show the proper way of sacrificing animals in different ways, different for different things, and then to live in a sacrificial manner so that, you know, you're able to do more with what you have, and you know, and God says to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And look at the next verse, or 4. I mean, you read on these things, and a high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. Wow. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to pleasantness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is vanity, tossed to and fro to them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgments. Justice. Justice. Let's look on in a few more. Let's see, Philippians 4, Philippians 4, verse 8, Philippians 4. We're almost done. Just get a couple of more here. Get these kids back on the bus. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Remember, we should practice it. We should study to do justice and think on that which is just and put it into action into our lives. You go and you study the life of Moses. Moses was a good example of doing things justly. Samuel was a good example of doing things justly. David. I'm telling you something, dear friend. He had every right in the human mind to kill Saul. And he said, I'll not touch God's anointed. I'll do right and I'll do just. And I'll let God take care of that and handle that. Josiah. Hey, how about Joseph? Study the life of Joseph. Joseph was a man that when it was all said, he said, oh, you meant this for evil. God meant it for good. Good examples to study. About folks that have done things right and justly. Look over in Proverbs for the last one, and we're done tonight. Proverbs I think chapter 21 would be the last one, Proverbs 21. And verse number 15. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. It is joy. It is joy. How's your joy? Isn't that amazing that doing just and joy is kind of connected there? It means you have a good, clean heart. If your joy has been robbed, maybe you're not doing just by those around you and everybody that, that you come in contact with. What's a good way to do it? Well, everybody's going to heaven or hell. How are you doing with that one? Are you treating every soul the same? There is no place that they send Indians and a place that God sends Chinese and a place that God sends what? Without Christ, they all die and go to a devil's hell. With Christ, guess where they're going to be? In heaven, worshiping with all of us. Isn't that amazing? Some folks so stiff-necked and so... you're going to be amazed when you get to heaven and God makes you sit down by some Chinese. Some North Koreans going to sit down right beside you and worship at the throne of God. What? Yeah. It's an amazing thing, Brother Bernie, ever just blows my mind. That folks will support missionaries to go to Africa, but won't pass out a tract to a black person. God, help us. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for helping us. Help us to live justly. Not to be respecters of person, Lord, but to do just. As we interact with people on a day-to-day basis, help us to have just ways to be fair, non-partial. Lord, knowing that you died for the world, knowing that your book is for every nation and language and tongue, and the principles that there be in, Lord, for everybody. God, help us to be found faithful. Help us to live justly and to walk humbly before you. In Jesus' name, amen.